The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Business, Property and Wealth Creation Podcast. And in this podcast, what I wanted to talk to you today about was the 7 steps that you must make before investing in social media advertising. So lots and lots of people have businesses, and I think it's really awesome that people have businesses. But for a lot of people, especially for smaller business owners, and even for some of the bigger business owners that I speak to, social media is still sort of this mysterious beast that they have yet to tame. And usually it's because things like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, it's all free of charge. So they sort of think, well, why would I pay someone else to use that for me when it's free of charge? I'll just do it myself. And in doing it themselves, because they're not an expert at it, invariably they get it wrong. And it's not just costing them in terms of missed time and missed opportunities, but it's costing them in the fact that you could quite easily grow your business in the next couple of months, adding a couple of hundred additional leads into your business. And think about this. If you were able to get, I don't know, say 4,000 leads in the next 4 months into your business, do you think that might grow your business? Of course it would. Well, one of my businesses is a lead generation company. We're getting clicks at about 25 pence per click. Now, depending upon which industry that's in, sometimes it's more than that, sometimes it's less than that. And bear in mind that they're click-throughs. They're not necessarily leads. They're just people who land on the landing page. You still have to get people converted onto filling in a form and becoming a lead. But let's just say we could get that at 25%, which is reasonable, by the way. So 25% click-through rate or conversion rate from someone landing onto a form and actually filling in the form. So each lead would cost us £1. Well, if we could generate 4,000 leads, that would cost us £4,000. And depending on how much your product and service is, 4,000 leads is an awful lot. So if you can convert them into actually buying something from you, then that's how effectively you're going to grow your business. And so you just doing this on your own is you missing out on business. It still amazes me to this day. People refuse to invest in paid marketing on social media. And so if you're still doing it yourself and you still haven't yet made the jump to paying an expert into doing the social media marketing for you, then you're still playing at your marketing. And we know when someone stopped playing and become a serious player, if you like, a serious business owner, because they stopped doing it themselves and they hired a professional to implement it. So in this podcast, I just wanted to talk to you about the 7 steps that you, before you actually pay any money whatsoever into Facebook marketing or Twitter marketing, there's 7 steps that you need to understand fully before you get started. And if you want help with this, then just drop me an email and we can set up a session for you with one of our lead generation experts and they can help you do that. Okay, so step one is that you've got to establish who you're going to be targeting. So I've seen it so many times, going through my family court case and battling for my kids and so on. I was looking online for solicitors. And so you type family law solicitor leads, and one solicitor came up on the Google pay-per-click, and this one, you click on it, and it would actually send them to a page that no longer existed on their website. Now think about this. They're paying, I don't know, £2, £3 per click on Google pay-per-click, and they're sending them to a web page that actually doesn't exist anymore. How crazy is that? And I actually didn't tell them because it was one of the solicitors that my ex-partner was using. And I thought, well, I'm not going to help them. I'll let them go ahead and waste their own money. And so I didn't bother telling them. And then the next one that I clicked on, that just went to the homepage. Now, what that tells me is that somebody says, oh, I know how to do Google pay-per-click. And they just send that click directly through to the homepage. Well, that's not effective. It's not effective at all. Oh, it's building brand awareness. No, it's not. You're wasting money. That's exactly what you're doing. It should be sending them to a squeeze page with a specific call to action. So it generates a lead. That's the whole point of lead generation. That's why we call it lead generation. So, I mean, I'm referring to Google pay-per-click here, so that's slightly different. But depending upon which platform you're going to use, Google pay-per-click has got a purpose. For people who are specifically looking for something, it's got a specific purpose, right? We call it pull marketing, where, you know, if I want bedding for babies in Leeds, I'll type bedding for babies in Leeds. I'm pulling the information to me. towards me, right? So I can get that information there and then. That's pull towards marketing. There's pushing marketing, which is the organisation might place an advert in a magazine, a baby and mum magazine, let's say. But I'm not going to read that. I'm not a mum, and it's not targeted towards me. But if I go on Google and type baby bedding leads, then that's targeted specifically towards me based on around what my search actually is, not around my gender or my age or whether I like soccer or whatever it is, right? So Google pay-per-click's definitely got a place in the pay-per-click, but dependent upon who it is that you're targeting. So let me give you another example. Let's take LinkedIn. So with LinkedIn, for example, if I want to target people in Leeds who are human resources, you know, they work in that department. And LinkedIn is perfect for that. It's also perfect for getting CEOs of businesses over £2 million a year, or what we call the horizontal, what do we call them? The names of their jobs, effectively, their titles. So like human resources, CEOs, buyers, anything like that, it's all horizontal. It's not vertical. So a vertical would refer to, you know, for example, one vertical would be healthcare, another one would be military, another one would be digital marketing companies. That's examples of different verticals. But if I just want human resources managers, going for one vertical isn't going to do it. I have to go for the horizontal, and that's for human resources managers in all of those verticals. I hope that makes sense for you. But LinkedIn will get you targeted towards a specific type of person. And that specific type of person is going to be potentially different than you're going to get on Facebook. And so, again, Google pay-per-click's got its place in the marketing, and so has LinkedIn. But they're different targets, audiences, if you like. And Facebook is different again. So if I'm looking for people who are aged between 25 and 35, who are female, who watch Emmerdale Farm, one of the soaps here in the UK, then I can quite easily do that on Facebook, because that would fit a particular demographic that might be proper and correct for my product. But it might not be the same for human resources managers within 25 miles of Leeds. And also, it's completely different than people who are typing in, I don't know, whatever I said earlier, baby bedding for people in Leeds. I don't know, whatever. So understanding who it is that you're targeting is paramount. And then understanding what parameters are you going to use to target that person, and which social media platform or which search engine platform matches up to that. So it could be Google pay-per-click, it could be Facebook, it could be LinkedIn, it could even be Twitter. On Twitter, you can target people who follow other people. So for example, I was trying to think of a really good example then. I couldn't think of an example. The only example I could think of was Katie Hopkins and people who have zero intelligence. If you know who Katie Hopkins is, you'll know why I said that. But a horrific human being. And if you like Katie Hopkins, you probably need to unsubscribe from this podcast, because it's probably not for you. So, but on Twitter, for example, if you want to follow, so let's say that you're selling a health-related product and you want to follow the UK's Biggest Loser, one of the TV programs, then you might target people who follow that, because that's people who need inspiration or are looking for inspiration, and so they follow that TV program. So you've got to work out who it is that you're actually going to be targeting. Now, the other thing you need to work out is, what's your budget? How much are you going to spend on targeting these people? So the first thing you don't want to do is, you don't want to spend too much and get zero return. But conversely, you don't want to spend too little either. So it's like working out, what's your monthly budget going to be? And if all you've got is £100 a month, then fine, spend the £100 a month, £100 per month over 3 months. If that's your total budget, £300, that's great. If you want to extend that to 6 months and do £50 a month, that's fine. If it's, let's add some zeros on here. So if you've got a £12,000 budget, you don't want to blow the budget in month one. The reason why we don't want to blow the budget in month one is, we need to tweak the advert. We need to tweak the landing page. We need to tweak the offer, the price point, the targeting parameters. There's all sorts of tweaking that you've got to do. So you've got to work out exactly how much it is that you want to spend. You don't want to go over that limit. And conversely, you don't want to go under that limit. If you've got a £100 budget, then you spend the £100. That's the investment in your business. So a lot of people see marketing as a cost, an unnecessary cost. oh, well, we're going through a slow period. Let's just turn marketing off. That'll do it. Yeah, let's, you know, it's like drowning or dying of thirst and turning the tap off because it's costing too much money. That's crazy. So then the next bit is you need to understand exactly what it is that you're wanting to achieve. So we talked earlier about branding. Is it brand awareness? And I would suggest for most people, it's not brand awareness. You can't afford a Coca-Cola campaign. They're spending millions of pounds a day on branding. You can't afford that. And so what you need to be doing is you need conversions. That's what you need. Now, a conversion can form all sorts of different things. So a conversion could be, for example, how many people have filled in a web form and downloaded your lead magnet, a lead magnet being like a podcast or a free PDF or a video to watch. That could be the conversion. Or is a conversion, for every £100 that you spend in marketing, you need to bring in £150. And if that's the conversion, then you're actually targeting and your actual adverts are completely different. So what is that? Because when we think about the lifetime value of a customer, it's just a completely different methodology of building a mailing list or getting a conversion where someone's actually going to buy. So are you just sending people to your Facebook page where you're trying to get likes? And I'll be honest, there's very little point in doing that. Unless it's for, I've got 10,000 likes on my page, and then it's just ego. There's very little point because the methodology that Facebook implements as to how many people see that post you've posted on your page on Facebook, only about 7% of people actually see it. And by the way, you know, we keep talking about driving people to your emails. The industry average of email opens is 20 to 25%. So only a quarter of the people that are actually on your email list are going to find out what you're actually sending them. So you've got 7% on Facebook, 20% on emails. This is why sending things out through the post actually has its own place. And we've still got open rates to consider, which is why we talk about sending out lumpy mail, you know, something in the envelope that's not a pen like some certain charities do. But you've got to work out what is the conversion? What is it that you're actually wanting to achieve when you're placing that advert? And then the next thing is that you've got to start looking at what is the path that a potential person that lands on the page is going to take to get them to where you want them to get to. So let me go through this. So let's say that, for example, we're going to get a little bit technical here, but let's say you write a blog, okay? You post it on social media and you could do a little bit of pay-per-click sending people cold traffic, random people who don't know anything about you, to that blog. And in that blog, you provide some good quality information. Okay, so that's one thing that you can do. That's great. Now, at the end of that blog, you can have a call to action where they enter a form. It could be a quiz, for example, some of the things we're just testing right now. But they enter into some form of form where they're giving you some of their personal details, usually an email address and a name, hopefully a telephone number would be nice, and that sort of thing. Now, some of those people that have landed on that blog clearly are not going to fill in that form. So what do you do? Have you lost them? Well, no. So this is what we do. We place what's called a Facebook targeting or retargeting pixel on that blog. So then they've read your blog. Now, wherever they go, you can send them to an advert on Facebook. So you can chase them around Facebook with your advert. And your advert could say, you read my blog on such and such, now download my podcast, or now buy this product, or whatever that happens to be. So you've got to be able to work out. We normally get a sheet of paper and a pen. And we work out, okay, this person lands on this blog. We have a retargeting pixel. We want them to fill in a form or maybe buy a product. Now, this is the mistake that a lot of people make, is they're trying to sell them a product straight on that page without building any trust, any likability, or any sort of way of building credibility. And that's not really going to be the best way. So you've always got to be building trust and credibility. And then eventually, when you do place your offer, you've got a much greater chance of getting them to actually buy it. So we've got the blog, we've got a Facebook pixel. We then might retarget them with one of our podcasts, for example. They then click on that. And then they listen to a podcast for 30, 40, 50 minutes, whatever that is. Our credibility increases, our trust increases, our knowability. People know us, they like us more. All of that stuff increases. And then when we go to make an offer, we've got a much greater chance of closing some sort of business. Now just try and imagine placing an advert at the bottom of that blog and trying to close off that. You can quite easily see that the conversion rate between the first one where we've built up all this trust and credibility is going to be a lot higher than just trying to close a product off the blog. And that's actually what most people are trying to do. So we have to build up the marketing funnel, the sales funnel. What are the steps, usually 5 to 7 steps, that people take to go into the funnel that get touch points with your brand along the way, which then leads them to the end result, which is your ideal end result of you actually closing some business. Now, you've got to look at what that conversion funnel is. You've got to understand what that is, which is why we get a sheet of paper and we write down, and then we can change it. I actually create mine using Microsoft PowerPoint. It's dead easy just to create blobs, and we can move the blobs around rather than having to scribble things out and so on. But you need to build a clear path towards your conversion mechanism, whatever that is. Now, this is really important, and it's one of the main bits. So this is the next, number 5. How are we going to track results? What are we going to do to track all these results? So, for example, we'll create a squeeze page, and we can see off the Facebook adverts how many people have clicked that link, how many people have landed on that squeeze page, how many of those people have then converted to signing up into the podcast or reading the blog or whatever that is. And so we've got a mechanism that allows us to track all of this information. And then eventually, hopefully, the person will go onto a shopping cart, they'll have the product of a shopping cart, and they'll buy the product, whatever that product happens to be. And then we can track all that information back. So, for example, we can say, well, we had 100 clicks, it cost 20 pence per click, that's £20. They went to the squeeze page, out of those 100 people, 25 of those people filled in the form. And then we're able to put them into our marketing funnel. And at the end of that marketing funnel, 2 of those people bought a product that was £100 each. So it's cost us £100 up front, and we've ended up making a sale for £200. And so we can track that at every point. And then it's simply a case of then trying to improve the conversion rates at every touch point. Can we improve the conversion rate on a Facebook click-through on the advert? When they land on the squeeze page, can we improve, instead of getting 25% of people filling in that form, can we get that to 50%? And instead of 50%, could we improve that even more? And then when we go into our sales funnel, assuming that 2 out of those 25 bought in the past, we can double that. So instead of it being 2 out of 25, it's now 4 out of 25. And bear in mind, we've just doubled the 25 to 50 from a conversion point of view. We're now getting 8 people buying the product at £100. Suddenly we're making £800 and it's only cost us £100. All of that comes from the ability to track results. And it's the most dullest part of the process, and it's a bit that most people end up not doing. And so one of the things that you can do is you've got to start testing. So number 6 is you've got to start testing your adverts. You've got to start testing everything from the Facebook advert. It's not enough just to be able to measure the conversion. You've got to be able to start testing it. So you want to change the headline from one headline to a completely different headline. Change the graphic. Maybe even change the offer, change the lead magnet. When they land on that conversion page, is video going to close them? Is it a sound, like an MP3 thing that we can download? Is it a PDF? Is it a webinar? What's going to get the best conversion? And all of these mechanisms, once we know that we're actually tracking them, we can then change up and test different headlines, different web pages, and so on. And then the final part here in actually testing is that we're going to start changing up some of the adverts that we're using. And so we can use, you know, instead of just having one advert and hoping for the best, why not have 10 adverts? Seeing which of those 5 adverts perform the best, getting rid of the bottom 5, and then creating a brand new set of 5, and which out of those 10, so you've got the old best 5, and then you've got these new 5, whichever out of those are the best click-through rates, get rid of the bottom 5 again, and then just keep creating new and new adverts, and your conversion rates will start to increase more and more and more, and that's the whole point of it. So paid social media marketing can be incredibly effective, but it's a step-by-step process. And for many people, it's too complicated to do. There's an awful lot of steps to do. It drives me insane where people replace an advert. If it's one advert, one squeeze page, they'll spend £100 on it. They get 2 conversions into their, onto their for grabbing email addresses. They get two email addresses effectively. And they go, oh, no, and then they cut it, they stop it. Oh, no, I'm not doing that again. I only got two, I spent £100. It cost me 50 quid each for that lead. And it's crazy. And it's because you're not doing it right. And I get why people don't do it right. It's because it's blooming hard work. It's complicated. It's time consuming. There's a million and one other things that you must get done. So this is why we always recommend that you outsource this to an expert. And if you're concentrating on doing all of this yourself, this is like, you know, it's the same reason why people don't get coaches. They think they can't afford it. But in not affording it, they're leaving so much money on the table. When actually you could accelerate the business, the growth of that business, so quickly in the next 2 to 3 months, just by hiring someone who knows what they're doing. So look, I hope that's useful for you. I quite enjoyed running through those 7 methods that, or steps, I should say, that you need to invest in before you start paying for social media advertising. And I hope you've enjoyed that, and I hope it's given you a little bit of food for thought. I'm always here to get feedback, and if you get stuck on something, just drop me an email. I get emails now coming in from email, from Facebook, from Twitter. I get Twitter messages. I got one from LinkedIn just earlier this morning. How much they enjoyed the podcast, and they had a specific question that they want me to answer, which I will do on one of the podcasts. So I'm here for you. We're here to help you grow your business, build your property portfolio, and help make you more wealthy. That's what we're here for. That's why we do the coaching. That's why we do the podcast and all the videos that we do. We've had more than 50,000 views on our videos on my YouTube channel. That's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. We've got quite a lot of videos up there, and the videos are not doing a couple of thousand each. The videos are doing maybe a couple of hundred each. That's awesome to get to 50,000. It just goes to show, little and often and consistent will get you the numbers that can help you grow your business. And that's what I want for you guys when you're starting to run some paid social media advertising. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next podcast. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.